months ago, it could be easily a half year ago, that I started 18 ways to support missionaries.
This was a while ago.
A long while ago. Yeah, maybe a year ago. We got 7 of them in. And then I don't know what happened. The list has been there. I've seen it now and again, but just never felt particularly prompted to go back to it until, obviously, yesterday or Monday. Monday's when I started working on tonight. And so we're going to look at some more. We looked, and these were all out of the book of Acts, and I'm not going to try to summarize them. I'm just naming them. Prayer support, sacrificial support, that would be giving, survey trip support, comforting support, travel support, hospitality support, and visit the field support. Now tonight we're going to look at several others, and the next one that we're going to look at, but before I name it, I found another note that I put in my Bible. You know, we have quite a few missionaries here, don't we? For the size of our church.
Yeah. Yes.
And I know there's times where somebody in the pew, when especially a new missionary is announced, that somebody might think to themselves, what, another missionaries? You know, there's only so many missionaries we can know. And that's true. One person can only comprehend X number of missionaries. But I tell missionaries this. Well, pastor deals with them, but when I dealt with them, I would tell them this. Look, we cannot promise you any support. As a matter of fact, we have a missionary we support in your country. However, you're welcome to come. Our love offering will at least cover your expenses to get to your next place. And also I remind them, if God puts it on the heart of one person in our congregation to pray for that missionary, I mean faithfully pray, month after month, year after year, if one person is burdened to pray for that missionary, that, my friends, is valuable support. And even though, and it may be through that one person's praying that God provides the financial support that we as a church can. We're not a large church. We're doing well for the ministry. But it isn't like, you know, we have unlimited finances to support missionaries. But if a missionary comes through and one person is burdened to pray for him, and you'll never know necessarily who that one person is. Sometimes an individual may share it in a testimony time, but most of the time you won't know it. And so if the next time we announce a new missionary, and if you're tempted to think, what, another missionary? That's okay. We're going to help pay their way from where they were to where they're going. And a lot of times, if they're coming, for example, on a Wednesday night, and they were at a place on Sunday, and they're going to a place next Sunday, a lot of times they just need somewhere in between. And so when pastor says, well, we have a prophet's chamber, and you're welcome to arrive on Tuesday so that you can stay here at our place Tuesday night, Wednesday night when they're in our service, and then even Thursday night. And in other words, we're able to provide that kind of support.
Yes, sir.
And think about it. If they'd have to spend Tuesday and Thursday in a motel,
yes, sir.
At what rate? Okay, but we're able to say, come, and you're welcome. We have a shower. There's a kitchen in the basement. boy, especially if they're traveling, even a husband and wife, but especially if they have a family, facility can be so valuable. All right, now, relief ministry, the book of Acts, chapter 11, relief ministry, Acts 11 and verse 29. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. A relief ministry. Often this is a one-time gift. It may be occasional gifts to the same missionary. But the fact is, it gives some relief. A missionary puts out a prayer letter, and it's the value of prayer letters, because that's where you learn. Listen, the prayer letter is the missionary's lifeline, okay? And that's how people in churches know what the missionary needs. How else would we know? Okay? You say, well, today you could, maybe it's Facebook. That'd be an addition, okay? Because you know the same as I do. If somebody reads something on Facebook, if they don't write it down, go back the next day and try and find it. They decided to make Facebook confusing, all right? A couple years ago now, they made that change. And so the prayer letter is so important, and you want to be sure, if you've gotten Dale's newest prayer letter, you want to be sure to read it. It's excellent, gives you information and understanding his ministry, and I'm going to have more to say about that in prayer time. So relief ministry, all right? They determined to send relief unto the brethren. We've done that through the Sunday school at times where we'll bring it up. Or we get a prayer letter, and we read in that prayer letter about a need of a missionary. And then so a pastor has mentioned already about so-and-so, and they have a need here. And I think we have the money in the missions treasury that we could send them $200, $300, $400. Relief. It's a one-time gift, but God uses it. One of the big, besides meeting the actual need, okay, my standard illustration is you get a letter from a missionary who works in the jungle and you find out that he needs a new boat, okay? And so you really want to be part of buying that boat. But in addition to being able to get the money to buy a boat, is just the encouragement that people, number one, they're reading his letter to know about it. And number two, they are actually responding. You cannot imagine the encouragement that would be to somebody who's living in a foreign country, away from everybody, and so totally dependent on God's people. All right? Dependent on God's people. Now, I know we usually think, and it's true, well, they're dependent on God. Yes, but you know, just like you, when you have a prayer request, have you ever gone to the mailbox and all of a sudden there's a bunch of money? No, generally not. Okay? And I realize that somebody, God may have put it on somebody's heart to mail you a gift, and in that sense you'll find it in the mailbox. But as far as just you open it up and there's $5 $50 bills. Woo! Isn't that something? Yeah, that would be something. It don't work that way. But God works through you and I, his children. And that's why it's so important when God puts something on your heart. Now you think to yourself, well, I'm not sure if, you know, I read it in the letter, and is this really God speaking to me, or is this just my own human burden, you know, and identification with the need? Well, I've explained before that what we do, we meaning Pat and I learned it from her, and that is we pray about it. Say, Lord, is this something you'd have me to give to? And then we just try and forget about it. And if it comes back to our minds a day or two or a week later, we pray about it again. And again, try to just forget about it. And then when it comes up, and they, again, we figure, all right, Lord, you know, we get the idea, and then we go ahead and give to it. That doesn't mean you have to go through that process. If God, you know, if you feel quite certain God put it on your heart to give to a need that you hear of, then just go ahead and do it. But if you want to try to discern, is this me and my own interest, or is this the Lord leading me? I've told you a method that works. All right, relief ministry. Then there's the matter of intercessory prayer. Chapter 12 and verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made without ceasing. They constantly prayed. Intercessory prayer. Interceding for the need that Peter had of being in prison. So we get a prayer letter, and we read of a need, we read of a condition, we read of an aspect of a ministry, and we can then intercede for them. Intercessory prayer. Now, you see, here in 12:5, prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. They prayed for Peter. God bless Peter. God keep Peter in your care. God help Peter to sleep well. God, what do you think they prayed for Peter? I've got an idea. They prayed for Peter to be able to get out of jail. Now, surely because of the condition of the jails, I would imagine that they did pray for his safekeeping in the jail. But when we intercede for somebody, and listen, intercessory prayer is so much more effective than to simply say, well, all right, Gary Sauer's coming, and so God bless Gary Sauer, help him when he works. You know, one of the, I'm convinced that the most often asked for thing of God is help. God help Brother Gary Sauer. God help pastor. God help my Sunday school teacher. Intercessory prayer asks what kind of help you want for them. Okay? Just to simply say, good night, you could pray around the world in a half an hour if all you did was say, God help, 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 help. That's why we get the prayer letter. God help them with that need of a boat. I only have $5 to send, or I can't send anything, Lord, but you know they need that boat. God, would you put it on your people's hearts, on a church's heart, to provide the finances for that boat? Yes. You're interceding for something. Now, don't go get pious on me and say, well, we don't need to specify it. God knows everything. Well, then why ask for anything? Why say, God help?
Amen. That's right.
He knows it. Just go ahead and live your life selfish. I mean, go ahead and live your life. God knows everything. As a matter of fact, when you get sick, we're not going to pray for you.
That's right.
God knows it. And he knows when you're sick what you need. So why should we bother him asking? Hypocrisy of it. Okay, so intercessory prayer. And it shows again the value of a prayer letter. Now, Peter was in this problem condition of being in prison. And so we read of other missionaries that are in communist-controlled lands. Those missionaries, when you read their prayer letter, you can understand the problems they have in carrying on their ministry in light of the government's pressure on them. And it gives us, again, something very specific to intercede for. Then the next one I have is in Acts chapter 13, if you'll turn to it. Acts chapter 13. And this is recognition support. John O'Malley is the director of, just drew a blank. Worldwide New Testament Baptist Missions. Okay? And when he gave this list, it was in 1997 at Missionary Training School of Good Shepherd Baptist Mission. And I've kept it ever since and have used it frequently. This one is recognition support. Chapter 13, verse 3. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. They recognized, Paul and Barnabas, it says there, and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. God recognized them, and so did the people. Now, we would have to send somebody out of this congregation to give direct recognition support. I wonder if we could ever do that. Do you think we could ever do that? Okay. How might we do that? We've done it.
Yeah.
Brother Dale Morey. Liberty behind bars. We've done that very thing that's spoken of there. We laid hands on them and we've sent them away. First in the Allegheny County Jail, now up to the Monroe County Jail. And you must read his new prayer letter because it shows you the extent of his ministry beyond going into the jail and teaching the men, which right now is not possible because of COVID. But his ministry, he's not just sitting home idle hoping and waiting for the jail, COVID to pass so he can go back in the jail. He wants to go back in the jail, but in the meantime, read the letter. Hear all that he's doing. Don't depend or just count on what you stand around here and chit-chat with him or what he might share in a prayer request. Read his letter. Get the details. I don't want to embarrass anybody, so I'm not going to ask. But it'd be curious, wouldn't it, if I'd ask, how many of you read the prayer letters we give you? Then the next interesting thing would be to ask, how many of you read Dale's prayer letters? The whole letter. And then if we were to say, how many of you take that letter and use a highlighter or at least a pen to underline the things that need to be prayed for? The hands that go up would not be an embarrassment, but the hands that weren't raised, that I don't embarrass those folks. But you get the idea? These prayer letters are missionaries' lifelines. We need to read them. I don't know what your schedule is. I know what mine is. I've told you before. There's times where, Dale's letter, I generally read that within 2 days of getting it because of our relationship with Dale. I get some other missionaries' letters, and it might be a week until I finally get to it to read it. I don't know what your schedule is. I know what mine is. I know what it can be like. But to simply take those and either, God forbid, if God doesn't judge you, I will. If you take in prayer letters and throw them away. He said, what do you mean you'll judge? It's just a figure of speech to emphasize how important it is that you don't take these prayer letters home and throw them away. At least lay them there somewhere to convict you when you look at them and realize you haven't done something with them. Do you get the idea that I feel that these prayer letters are important?
We do.
Yeah. You know why? Because they are. You've all met our daughter, Monica. Before she got married, she taught in three different countries, in Antigua in the Caribbean, in Berlin, Germany, and then three different families in Northern Ireland, okay? And she might have been with the fourth family when she met what is now our husband, Mark Bradfield. But she sent out a prayer letter, and it was her lifeline. I was frequently asked, because she did not go out through a mission board. She went out through our church, and we did all the servicing that was necessary. And that meant we had to send to the countries where she was. We had to send on church letterhead verification that the church would be responsible for her, and whether it was through illness or whatever cause, that we would be responsible to pay for her airfare home. Okay? That goes on in these countries. We also had to prove that we would be responsible for her conduct while she was in the country. And there's a lot of things that go on regarding missionaries that we're not aware of generally. And I wouldn't be aware of, except for the fact that we had that responsibility for our daughter, Monica. But it was a huge blessing when somebody'd read her prayer letter. God had put it on their heart, and they'd send $20 to her account, which would come to our church, and then we would put it into her bank account. And so this matter of recognition support, having a missionary that gets sent out, recognized by a people, just as we have done and continue to do in backing to Brother Dale Morey. Now, his ministry is here in the United States, so we haven't had to prove that we'll get him home, okay? However, if he breaks down in the state of Maine or South Carolina, we probably would find a means to get him home. Like when Brother Bob Balow was going into South Carolina, we'd say, hook up with him and see if you can pull him home, okay? And we'd obviously help him. But this is the matter of recognition support, recognizing that this man is out through the ministry of this church. The missionaries that we associate with. Now, we have what I call our missions family. Those are the ones to whom we financially give monthly, okay? Whether their support is sent once a month or it's sent quarterly, that's the treasury matter. But in other words, we regularly support them. Then we have also what I refer to as our extended missions family. These are individuals who have come through the church, and they keep a contact with the church. And we get their letters. We provide them over there. Some of you have signed up for them and get the letter in your home. And so that's our extended family. We send them occasional gifts. We don't support them on a regular financial basis. And so, but we recognize them. We recognize Brother Morey, and we literally laid hands on him and send him out. But we recognize Gary Sauer when he comes here on Sunday to give us a report. We recognize his ministry by the fact that we have associated in a regular basis of support. We recognize others that we do not support financially on a regular basis, but we recognize them in that we pray for them. We put their letters out. And so recognition support is so necessary. And we're going to end there. I determined tonight on the way out that however little I got done, I'm going to stop so that.